Hi, this is Will Clower. We talk about pace controlling portions, and pace does control portions. And if you eat too fast, then you eat too much. And that's what we talked about last time, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. And it's only the short-term problem. The short-term problem is, oh yeah, I got too many calories today. And people's rationale in advance is, oh, I'll just spend some more time on the treadmill, or I'll play an extra game of basketball, I'll burn off those calories. The problem is that every single time you do that, you train your body to expect more food. When you feel the distension in your stomach, when you feel the 16-pound bowling ball feeling in your stomach, what you are feeling is the physical, literal stretching of your capacity so that you will be hungry for more. You are in training. Your body responds to what you do such that when you eat large, you build capacity to eat larger. When you eat small, you build the capacity to eat smaller. You're in training, just like an athlete. Every single time you overconsume, it's not just about that meal. It's about that meal plus all the meals in front of you. You train your body to expect more food. So when you eat all you want an amount that's greater than your need. Guys, listen. You've got to eat small. And when you do that, you train your body to expect that amount of food, which is more appropriate for your size, for your girth, for your bone structure, for everything. I'd like to know when's the last time you felt overstuffed? What, literally stretched out by the food you ate? When did that happen? And what do we need to do to prevent that from happening again? Let me know on the journal. You guys have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.